pushing through the dark, to fight for that dawn even when you can't see it. Even when you doubt, it'll ever come. Because that's the human spirit. That's the fire inside you that refuses to be snuffed out. And maybe, just maybe, that's what this whole thing is about. Not about winning, but about enduring. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that the road ahead is easy. It's not. It's brutal. Life is unfair. It doesn't care if you're ready or not. It doesn't care if you're tired, if you're on your last breath. It will keep coming at you with everything it has. But you, you have something like doesn't. You have choice. You have resilience. You have the ability to keep fighting, even when mean odds are stacked against you. And that's what will make the difference. So the next time you feel like getting up, the next time it feels like it's all too much, remember that it's in those moments, the darkest ones, that you're closest to breaking through. Remember, but this life, this short, unforgetting life, is yours to fight for. Don't quit before the dawn. Don't stop before you see the other side. It's coming. It always is. Keep fighting. You owe that to yourself. How true it was when Goethe wrote, "As soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live." Magic is believing in yourself. If you can do that, you can make anything happen. If you treat an individual as he will remain how he is. But if you treat him as if he were what he ought to be and could be, he will become what he ought to be and could be. A person hears only what they understand. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. Nobody has all the answers, but the answers will come to you if you're available. I think you need to make kind to accept the answers, some to figure out the answers. Life is a challenge. Life is hard. It's not easy. But the message is there. Be that to keep moving forward. You got to keep getting up. And pretty soon people are looking, well, God, they're so successful. They're lucky. No. If you work hard, the answers will come. Only thing separating you from a dream is putting it on paper, writing it down, having the plan, and taking action. That is the only difference. Us as humans, our human nature wants to be lazy. We want to do as less as possible, but have as fun as possible with most pleasure and avoid pain. Of course, that's simple. But then we overcomplicate things with the systems and all this other stuff. So just acknowledge that, write it down, have the plan, and be the person to decide your schedule, what you want of your rather than someone else giving you a task that you're working and helping them build their future more than you building your own future. Remain focused, working the process of building a legacy. Your potential is not even close to being met. It's all there waiting for you, but you have to remain focused. And I know how bad you want it. You have a gut feeling that is telling you, this is not it, don't ignore it. It is there because it is your purpose. And far too many people get distracted and wandering down a different path, don't let that be you. And it's in my heart. This is a beautiful process. Invite failure, be excited for challenges, get lost a little bit, because when you find your way back, I promise you, you will be more knowledgeable, more disciplined, and more focused. It's fearful. It's fearful. You know, life gets more and more difficult as we get older. We think it gets easier. It does if it gives more time, ten and layered. I've always said that life is kind of like from 1 to 40, it's all about addition. And from 40 on, it's about subtraction. You have to say, you know what? How do I make myself happy? What is it going to do? Like, I try to make everyone happy. Now, what is the thing that's going to make me happy? But in doing that, you may have to change your life drastically. And that takes a lot of guts.